I'm looking for the theme song for The Celebrity Apprentice. Hold on, I gotta play this. Oh yeah, nice.
Money, money, money.
Who's on the show this year?
Money.
Victoria Gotti, Michael Andretti, Clay Aiken, George Takei from Star Trek, Lou Ferrigno, he was the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a hell of a season.
Donald Trump Jr. is on the phone with us right now to talk about it. Yo, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Have you started shooting yet or what?
We have. We finished pretty much all of the season but for the finale, which is live.
Oh.
Yeah, in May. So we do that. We get it all kind of in the can so they can edit everything and then do the finale live. So no one actually knows.
Giving away too much detail as far as how long they lasted or anything else, who was out of this list of celebs on Celebrity Apprentice, who was the one that just shocked you the most for whatever reason?
Well, you know, I think there's a bunch. For me, it's always about the group. And so, you know, in this case, you just had such unique individuals. When you can have someone like Clay Aiken doing a task with someone like Lou Ferrigno, you know, what could possibly go right? Kind of the way I look at it. So it's been pretty interesting.
Now, when you look at the list of the people who are going to be on this season of the show, I mean, Victoria Gotti, Clay Aiken, Lou Ferrigno, Cheryl Teagues, how do you guys go out there and actually select which celeb will be a part of the new show?
Well, you know, initially it was us going out and really trying to find people. But I think, you know, because of the success of the show, because of the success of some of the people who've done really well on the show, you know, what it's been able to do for their careers, now a lot of people are really reaching out to us and just, you know, wanting to be on it. So it's made our life a lot more simple. And then it's really about finding not the one guy that's going to be great, but, you know, a group that's just so eclectic and so different. You know, you strip away the assistants, you strip away all the comforts that they've, you know, gotten used to being perhaps a little bit spoiled in life, and the fireworks begin.
I'll say this year, I love this show. Last year, my only criticism of the show, I thought that there was too much fundraising last year, in the sense that I think that fundraising really only caters to a certain type of celeb. I mean, the country stars tend to do real well on the fundraiser because they have access to that money, where other people don't. Is the fundraising aspect around the same this year, or did you tweak it a little bit?
No, I think it's a little different this year. Yeah, last year it really became kind of the battle of, you know, John Rich and Marley, both of which who had really, you know, big Rolodexes and really deep pockets. This year, you know, it's a lot more even, not as much, you know, of just pure fundraising, okay, but, you know, raising money for charity through the task and these kind of things.
Kiss 92.5, it's the Roz and Mocha Show on the phone right now with Donald Trump Jr. New season of Celebrity Apprentice starts on February 12th.
Do you think that with your dad's in and out of politics and all his political views, everything else, is that going to hurt the show at all?
You know, I don't think it's changed anything in the show. You know, certainly not necessarily with the network, with the viewers, maybe. I mean, I know some people are huge Arden fans, and some people are probably the opposite. I mean, I think you see a lot of that in our system. If you tend to be conservative, or, you know, 50% of the people are going to love you, the other 50% are going to not like you as much. So, you know, we have kind of a polarizing system in our country, and so I guess we'll see what happens in terms of viewership, but I think the show is so interesting this year that it won't really make a difference.
Who are some of the celebs that get into real nasty arguments this season?
Well, you know, you have Lisa Lampanelli on there, the Queen of Mania, Victoria Gotti. You know, I think a lot of the women get pretty vicious, you know, this time around, and so, you know, you see some real fireworks. It's quite interesting.
How does nobody know who wins the show? You shoot it all over New York everywhere, and you don't see anything about it. Like, I never see a twit pic or anything online. How do you guys do that?
You know, we just try to be, you know, very confidential about it. Obviously, for, you know, the last couple tasks and the final task, we bring back a bunch of the people who have been fired before, mm-hmm. So even if people do see them out and they know they're wrapping up, they see, you know, 10 celebrities working, so they maybe know a couple of the people who are no longer there, but they don't really know who those final two are. You know, that said, the finale's live, so no one even knows who the final two are. What we do actually is, you know, kind of an interesting, you know, side note, we fire and hire both the two finalists just to have that in the can in the event of the kind of proverbial get hit by the bus kind of thing as an insurance policy, because it'd be kind of rough if something happened to, you know, someone in the family or someone on the show or whatever, that there actually is an ending in the worst case scenario. But we do it for both, so no one actually knows who won or lost, and it's just kind of, you know, my father would give Mark direction or something like that beforehand, and you know, we'd figure it out.
And also you have to, there's a lot of reasons why you would do that, but when you're dealing with the world of a lot of these people that you put on the show, in their personal lives, between putting the show in the can to when you guys need to pick a winner, there could be a scandal, there could be a drug scandal, there could be a mewling, there could be anything.
Well, I mean, yeah, look at Bret Michaels. I mean, you know, we filmed the show, we had the whole thing in the can, and he almost died.
Yeah.
You know, he literally, you know, he was told not to even show up for the finale. You know, took a medical, you know, evac plane to get to the finale because he wanted to be there for it. And I mean, wow. You know, that all happened. You know, we knew he was one of the final two, but it wasn't even known whether he was going to be able to make it to the finale or not, or if he would have been alive. So,
Hey, Donald Trump Jr., thank you so much. You are, by the way, our producer, Dammit Maury. You're his new celebrity crush. I don't know if you've got that sense from him or not, but he first made contact with you about a week and a half ago, and for the back half of my Christmas holidays, it was all you all the time, filling up my inbox.
Well, I appreciate that. So it could be a lot worse.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
dude. Thank you so much, bro. Take care.
Very much. Have a